Hello everybody, it's John. I'm talking this evening to Barbara Jones, who you may remember a little while ago spoke to us about the Tomlinson Learning Centre. And this evening she's going to talk to us about something that she hopes will have a place in that building when it finally gets up and running. Now, that's Barbara right. Doesn't need me to make any more introductions, so let us hear what she's got to say about Straw Bale Building.
Yeah, thanks John, thanks right. for inviting go. Me back again.
All right.
So I'm actually the director of two Todmorden based organisations and companies. One is an architecture company called Strawworks, and the other is a not-for-profit organisation called the School of Natural Building.
Oh, right.
And Strawworks has been going since the 1990s, but it used to be called Amazon Nails, and a lot of local people remember me.
Yes, I remember you as that.
Running Amazon Nails, yes. And we used to have a training centre beside the bus station on Hope Street.
Oh, right, it was down there, was it?
Mm. Yes, and we were there for quite a long time as Amazon Nails.
Right.
And then in 2011, I closed Amazon Nails and set up Strawworks, which is essentially the same sort of business, but we're focused much more now on designing affordable houses for ordinary people that meet the needs of the changing climate.
Right.
So we're designing, and we've been designing since 1995, houses that have a net zero carbon footprint. Not only that, but I design houses that don't have cement in their foundations.
Oh, that's novel.
It is. Well, it is, but it's starting to be talked about a lot now. But actually, I was the one who started it a long time ago here in Todd. And in fact, the first building that ever got permission was through Calderdale Council in 1996.
I see.
Some people might remember the sauna that was going to be built up at the bottom of Windsor Road.
Oh,
it's
yes.
got a whole lot of houses on it now.
Yeah, yes, it has, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But there was originally going to be a community group building a sauna, and we got planning permission and building control approval for a sauna built of straw bales with rammed car tyre foundations, which is a legitimate cement-free type of foundation.
Car tyres?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yes. Well, we've developed that now into a really international way of building, and it's all completely legal. And through Strawworks, we've designed some really big buildings. People around here might know of the Curdon Valley Park, which is near Preston.
All right.
And that's a charity, and we've designed for them a really big visitor centre and cafe.
Right.
And it was designed specifically to be built by the local community. And it has been.
It has been built, has it?
Yeah, and it's got foundations made of car tyres.
What a wonderful use for car tyres,
yeah.
Because aren't they a problem?
They are,
yeah.
But they're perfect for this, and it means that you don't have to dig deep trenches, you don't have to spend all that money on cement,
right.
And if you've got a good volunteer team, or if you get the School of Natural Building to teach courses, which is what we do.
What you do, yeah.
Then you can save a lot of money, and we've saved the Curdon Valley Park £100,000.
My
if you
goodness.
Can believe that.
Well, they're very grateful for that.
They are.
Yes.
But that's just because we did cement-free foundations instead of the sort of more modern idea of cement foundations.
Right, I see.
So it has a huge impact on the environment
to take out the cement.
Because cement's one of the major causes of the greenhouse gas problem that we've got.
I see.
I don't know if you knew that. But
no, I didn't realise that.
Because when you make a ton of cement,
yeah.
you also create a ton of carbon dioxide.
Right. Well,
and that is one of the major...
Right, certainly when you go past the cement making works, you can see this in action, can't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And so if we can stop using cement to a big extent, and house building is represents a really big part of that, then we're on the road to mitigating against climate change.
It's a win-win situation, isn't it, as they say? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Food for thought there.
I know. But another thing to think about is that here in Todd, we've got lots of houses that are quite old, haven't we? The old stone houses with lime mortar between the stones. And the foundations of these houses also are cement-free.
Right.
They have to be, because cement didn't get used until the 1920s, 40s.
As recently as that?
Yeah, yeah.
So prior to that, what was it? Lime mortar?
Yeah, so Anything that was built before that time has to be cement free.
Yeah, I see.
People don't realise.
No, I didn't realise that.
And that's why we're trying to get people to understand the link between the heritage houses, the old houses, yeah. which is the majority of houses mm-hmm. in Todmorden.
Right.
And the 20th century, 21st century, I should say,
yeah.
ideas about mitigating climate change right. and not using cement and right. just thinking about the old ways.
Yes.
Because often the old ways are best.
Yes. But bringing it up to date by using yeah. a new material.
Yeah.
Which is, as I say, such a problem yeah. with tyres, yeah. Right. Mm. Mm.
But tyres is only one of the cement-free solutions mm-hmm. we've got.
Right.
So we can do others with that are cement-free. Using bricks laid with a lime mortar, and then this more modern material called foam glass, which is made out of recycled car windscreens.
Oh, right.
And it's like a big brick, but it's really, really lightweight. Right. So if you imagine an aero bar of chocolate,
yes.
it's got
yes, lots of the glare holes in it. Yeah.
yeah, it's just like that. It's very light, but it'll take weight.
Right.
So we use the bricks on the outside
yeah.
and these foam glass blocks on the inside, and in between we put a whole load of the same stuff as the foam glass blocks but broken up into chunks. We call that RFG, or recycled foam glass.
Right. And does it have to be windscreen glass? Is this the
No, that's just what they use to make it.
So ordinary glass would do just
yeah.
as well?
Yeah, right. any glass.
Oh, wonderful. Right.
I know, it's amazing what they can do now.
Because that's another thing
recycling.
That doesn't biodegrade very quickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But on the other hand, glass is still a natural material.
Yeah. So you're actually teaching people this.
Yes.
These skills.
So as I said, Strawworks is the architectural company, and we used to do it all under one umbrella as Amazon Nails. The architecture, the design, the teaching and the building.
Yeah.
And that was just all getting a bit much. So what we've done is we've split off the education into the School of Natural Building.
Right.
So Strawworks still does the design, and the School of Natural Building teaches people how to use these new old techniques.
Right, I see. Yeah. So are you actually involved in the building of these structures?
We still do subcontract
this to other people.
Yeah, we still do small garden buildings, and we do those with our students as much as possible. But we don't do the big building anymore. But we have got links with other contractors.
But other contractors are using these.
Oh yes,
are, yes,
yes.
I hate
yeah.
to think that these ideas, you know, just been put on the shelf.
Oh no! Lots of architects design right. now with our version of cement-free foundations.
Right.
But you know, the car tyres, all they are is good quality second-hand car tyres. So we don't use the damaged ones or the
really
bald
right.
ones.
Uh-huh.
And pea shingle, you know, 10 millimeter
yes.
gravel, because
right.
that's really cheap. It's relatively unprocessed. You don't have to grind it up or smash
no.
it or anything.
Right, I see.
That's all it is. Yeah.
So where do you run these courses then?
We've started actually running them at Todmorden College. We have a series of 4 one-day courses that we run during the winter. And what those are for is for people who are new to the ideas, like self-builders, architects, engineers, surveyors, and just people who've got a sort of interest in the subject.
Yeah.
Because it's
spreading the good news.
Yeah.
yeah, right.
And so the 4 courses are to sort of give you an overview of the whole process of straw bale building and natural building.
Right.
And what it might be like if you were designing a whole house or building a whole house. And why it's important to understand about a bale of straw, about how dense it needs to be, that it should be dry, where you can get it from, because you can't really just use any old bale.
Ah, right.
You need to use really well compacted bales.
I see. So these you see in mountainous stacks in the field somewhere, they're perhaps not all that good for what you need.
Well, some of them might be, but if they've been left out in the field for a few days and rained on, they're no good for us.
Oh,
we
right.
want them dry. So we want them taken into the barn after harvesting.
Yeah.
And then stored there.
Yes.
Till we're ready to build with. So we teach people about that and how to check whether a bale is a good one for building with or not, and how to design, you know, what size do you put in your computer-aided drawing
yes.
to represent a bale, things like that. And then we move on to more detail. So we've got one day which is really explaining how you can build a straw bale house and put the roof up first to give you some protection.
You keep your straw dry.
Yeah. You do that, and the sort of techniques of it, and how you drop it onto the straw when it's in place, and how easy it is to do that.
Easy for you to say. Yeah.
And the different techniques, because, you know, you can build without a frame, which is the one I prefer, the load-bearing method.
Right.
And you can build with a frame, and the straw then is just the insulation.
Mm.
You can do a mixture of those two, which we call hybrid, because often you want all of the south face to have glass and timber,
mm-hmm.
but then the other three walls would be without a frame because they don't need it.
I see.
But now we can also build with prefabricated modular panels. So this is the latest thing on the market, and this is what's getting the builders all excited.
I think it is, yeah.
Because it's really easy. Anybody can do it. It's so much easier than cavity wall building, and faster. So it's all made in a factory.
I was going to say, it'd be factory made, arriving on site as modules, I suppose.
That's right. And you just put them together. And it can take 3 or 4 days to put the walls of a three-bedroom house up.
Right. So these would be low-cost housing, I suppose.
Yeah, really quick, yes.
Right. And is it catching on?
It is, yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. I've just been at a big meeting with our partners in Europe, and it's just speeding up all over the place now.
Wonderful.
Because it provides a lot of solutions for construction.
Mm.
It's not a fire risk, it's very quick, it's cost effective, you can build to very high thermal standards, so you can build to passive house standards with these blocks. It's all certified. There's nothing missing about it, except the awareness and the novelty value for builders that have just not done it before. But once they have,
people are very suspicious, I suppose.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, the big bad wolf springs to mind, doesn't he? But you're not going to blow one of these things down,
well,
are you?
Well, you know that story. They never told you the full story, did you?
Go on, tell me.
That the wolf worked for the brick company.
Right, that's one. Right. Well, I'm blown away by this. I mean, if you could see Barbara's face, everybody, it's just it's a glow. And I'm fascinated by this. I mean, I'm obviously not a builder, but I'm interested in practical things.
Mm.
And this sounds, you know, to be too good to be true, almost. And I think that's one of
our problems, actually.
Yeah.
It is so simple and straightforward that people think there must be a catch.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, when I say, well, this is how you do it, and it really is as straightforward as that, they start laughing and think, oh, she's having me on.
But they need to see it in action, don't they, then?
Yeah.
And are there enough examples of this around for you to say, well it is working. Have a look yourself.
Yes, there are. And there's a really good website. You can see it on our website, which is strawworks.co.uk, but you can see it on their website, which is ecococon.eu. Ecococon.
How do you
spell
that?
It's like eco-cocoon with an O missing.
Oh, I see. Right.
Once you've seen it, you'd be gobsmacked, and then you think, why isn't my house like that? Because it does everything that you need it to do in the modern 21st century. It gives you really good insulation, healthy indoor climate. I mean, that's the thing. There's nothing toxic about it at all.
Right, so allergens and things like this
are
no problem?
No.
Right, so you're running these courses in the Tomlinson Learning Centre?
We will be. We're trying to get them started, even though Calderdale still has the college.
Right.
Because we don't, you know, we don't want such a massive lead-in time. And so we teach the theoretical courses during the winter. So anybody who's interested can just look on our website and find them.
Right.
And then during the summer we do practical courses. So we teach on-site straw bale building, car tyre foundations, lime plastering and clay plastering.
Now you say on-site, so where would these take place then?
Well, we have a lot of people who we work with who are building their own houses.
Locally?
Some have been locally. There's probably 4 or 5 local straw houses in Todmorden.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we had the European Straw Bale Gathering here in Todmorden not so long ago, and we went on a tour. We did 2 tours. We did one of local houses, which was 4 or 5 houses in Todmorden itself.
Right.
And we did 6 in the local area.
I see.
That we could see.
So you did enough to be able to go and show people and really sell it to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They must have been enthusiastic when they finished, you know, looking at your face.
I mean, they were.
You could sell, you know, sand to Arabs. And because it sounds such a wonderful idea. And It's like all of these good ideas. Why didn't somebody think about it before? You come against tradition, and people are a little bit suspicious of new ideas, aren't they?
They are, aren't they? And I think part of it is that there's no sort of really big company behind the making of the panels. I mean, obviously there is a commercial company making the panels.
Yeah.
But they operate in a really different way. Mm. So they don't have a lot of money, and they're not doing all this propaganda that the cement companies and the brick companies do to right. sell their products.
And this presumably is because there isn't the same money behind them. And all down to that in the end, isn't it?
And the people who are promoting it are promoting a lifestyle as well as a way of building.
Yeah.
Because it's all about healthy living, and it's all about combating climate change.
Right, yeah.
And it's all about offering an alternative to what modern house builders offer. What you can get at the moment is a house that's, if you're lucky, it's guaranteed for 30 years. Ours will last for 200.
Right.
They're based on, you know, like old Todd houses, they've already lasted 200 years.
Yes, true
or
enough.
More.
Yeah.
And our philosophy is that was the right way of building. And we're just trying to go back to the right way of building.
Yeah, but using different materials.
But using different materials, but still all natural.
Mm,
all our old houses are natural. Yeah.
Yes, you don't sort of stop and think about that. You get a modern housing estate and you think, well, that's probably going to last, 50, 60 years or something.
Yeah.
And it'll want a terrific amount of overhauling during that time. And yet you look around our local streets, and as you say, they've been up so long.
Yes.
And all right, we're forever improving them and, putting fitted kitchens in or whatever.
Yes, that's sort of human nature, isn't it?
Yeah, the structure of the house is still there, of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the house we're in at the moment is nowhere near so old, but the ones across the street are, and they've been there all those years.
Mm. You just have to stop and think, and then your common sense starts kicking in,
right.
And you think, why don't we build like that? Mm. If we were going to build out of stone, it would be really expensive.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah.
But here we've got these straw panels, which are structural.
Yeah.
They'll take the weight of the floors and the roof and everything. Mm. And they're not so expensive as building.
And they're a byproduct, which in most cases, from what you've been saying, like glass and tyres and even straw, a waste.
Yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine that I was at school with hit on the brilliant idea of making these safety tiles for playground use. And he said what he wanted to do was to find something that people were throwing away and make an industry out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's done.
That's
and he's done very well for himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, your ideas will take off and do the same.
Yeah. Because, people don't realise in this country there's 5 million tonnes of straw grown every year that we don't know what to do with.
I can well imagine. Yes, you go for a journey towards Hull, for example, and you see these massive piles of straw bales, and they can't. What do you do with them? You can't burn them because of the carbon dioxide they give off and the smoke.
Because that's what they used to do.
Yeah,
and they can't do that now.
You can't do that now.
They plough it back in, but the soil doesn't need all of that.
No, it takes quite a long time to degrade, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it's a win-win all round.
Yeah.
And so we could make all the houses that we need in this country every year just from stopping ploughing back in straw.
Right. Well, you heard it here first, everybody. So form an orderly queue, and we'll start seeing some more and more of these houses, I hope, in the very near future.
Great. Okay. Well, I hope so. Thank you very much.
Oh, Barbara, thanks ever so much. I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't think it'd be quite so fascinating. I think I'll look out for some of these courses, and although I'm not going to be going to do any building, I'd be fascinated to see what's actually involved. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.